So our second inspiration from Srimad Bhagavatam will be on eagerness, to hear how the devotees feel eager to meet with Krishna. The first example is given with the cowboys, the friends of Krishna. It is said that sometimes very early in the morning, I mean very, very early, very, very early in the morning, the cowboy would leave their own house and they will go and knock at the door of Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda. And Yasoda will come and say, "What are you doing? It's 5 o'clock in the morning." And they would say, "But we are ready to go in the pasture with Krishna." And Yasoda would say, "But it's not now. Now it's much too early. Please go back to your house. Come at 11 o'clock, not before." So the boys were very, very eager to meet Krishna. They could not sleep. They were just waiting. When can we go? And later in the morning, when the time was approaching for them to go and meet Krishna, they would become so restless, so eager to meet Krishna, that the mothers, they were trying to dress them, but they were so restless. They would say, Mother, what is the use of putting tilak and all those ornaments? Let me go. Krishna is already meeting with his friends now. He's ready to go to the forest. Krishna, with an ocean of love, is waiting for me. What is the use of all those ornaments?" And the mother would say, "Hey, Vatsa, cool down, peaceful. I just have the protective stone to tie around your wrist and everything is done. And we don't hear any mooing. There is no cows out. It's even not yet forenoon. Please, calm. You have time." But the boy just could not. At any sound the boys will hear, they will look down the street. Is Krishna going? The mother would say, "If we don't decorate you, you will look like a beggar. Everyone will laugh at you. Please, calm. But the boys were just so restless, so eager to go and meet Krishna. At the end, the mother tried to fondle them. Fondle? Is it the proper to caress them or to be affectionate to them? But the boys will feel that was just entanglement. Because they just wanted so much to go and meet Krishna. I was thinking, it should be the same with us, this strong desire to meet Krishna. And we can meet Krishna in the holy name. And we don't have mothers trying to dress us up or preventing us to go to Krishna. But we have the mind who is all the time preventing us to be with the holy name and all the time taking us away. So we should act like the boy toward the mothers, toward our mind, and not feel at all that those so-called caress or those so-called desires of the mind will give us any pleasure. We should feel their entanglement, and we should feel, "I just want Krishna," this type of eagerness. The second example is given from the ladies of Mathura. They had heard a lot about Krishna, and they had developed so much eagerness to see Krishna. And yesterday, not later than yesterday, Akura left Mathura with the mission to bring Krishna. So they knew, today we will see Krishna. Today Krishna will come. So many of them were already waiting on the roofs. They had flowers and some had conchals. Why? To send a signal to everyone. Krishna is coming, to let everyone know when Krishna comes so that everyone could come and see him. So when the conchal resounded, all the people became very, very attracted to see Krishna, and especially the women of Mathura. They became mad, actually. They became mad with eagerness, and they just let everything fall. That some were nourishing their husband or their children. They just let it everything there. Some, they were cooking milk. They threw away the milk. They even don't left the milk like this, because they thought, if we left the milk on the fire, we will all the time think, "Oh, how is the milk? Better we throw the milk, and then we will not have any worry, and we can look at Krishna properly." They try to dress themselves, but they will put their clothes, the inside part in the outside part. They put their anchor bells around their ears and their earrings around their finger. Some did not have enough time to put some makeup. They had only one eye full of makeup, and they all ran on the rooftop to see Krishna. So much eagerness. Some, they were taking their bath. And at that time, they will mix chickpea flour with yogurt and butter. And they will apply that on their body for good care of the body before taking their bath. So some, they were with all this paste of chickpea flour and yogurt on their body, and they did not mind to take their shower. They just ran on the rooftop to see Krishna coming. And when they were all on the rooftop, they were all staring at Krishna. And they were all praying, may Krishna look at us. They had only this desire, may our glance look the glance of the Lord. And Krishna will look at every one of them. And when Krishna will send his glance and his smile to all the lady of Mathura, they felt like they knew him since time immemorial. Some, they saw Krishna and then they closed their eyes. And others said, but why do you close your eyes? And they said, Krishna enter through the holes of my eyes, and now I embraced him in my heart. I don't want to open my eyes. I don't want him to come out of my heart when I open my eyes. Now I keep him in my heart and I will keep my eyes closed. So that's how the lady of Mathura were. Krishna, just by seeing Krishna, Krishna stilled their mind, stilled their all being. They just could not do anything. They could not think anything else than Krishna. So here we have another example of this eagerness of the lady of Mathura to see Krishna. Now, how is it for us when we hear the conch of the temple? Are we running down the stairs? Are we leaving everything we are doing to go and see Krishna? And how is it when we are chanting the holy name? Krishna is there in his holy name. How eager are we to meet him personally in the holy name? So by hearing again from Srimad Bhagavatam about this mood of eagerness to meet our Lord, how the devotees are eager, we should imbibe that mood. And then with that mood we chant the holy name and try to develop this eagerness to meet Krishna personally into the holy name, into the chanting of the holy name. When the eagerness is there, it becomes easy. Once Bhakti Chahu Maharaj said, when you can do it, then it's very easy. When you can do it. When you do it, then it's very easy. Let's try.